plenty of enthusiasm about them, led, of course, by Billy Cooper, the trumpeter, who we always talk about. It's a very bittersweet day for the Barmy Army today, not just because of England's performance, but as we heard, they are paying tribute to George Summerside, who passed away on Sunday, whose funeral is taking place, well, today, more or less at the moment. He was a great charity man, organising cricket matches and other events for good causes wherever England travelled on these cricket tours. And as you would have heard there, Billy played the last post. He'll be remembered by his friends today. And Billy's here.
Hello.
Sad circumstances, Billy, of course. But it's very nice to see you. I don't think I've ever chatted you on TOS before, have I?
Not on a radio, no. I've seen you around, but not...
Yeah,
no,
I don't think you've ever been here. I'm not going to ask you to play a trumpet, so don't panic at home. I haven't got to turn your radios down or anything. We're going to talk about lots of things, about travelling around and stuff. But first of all, George, I didn't know him, but it's a side of... the Barmies and the travelling supporters that you know a lot of people don't see is that there is this very charitable side. A lot goes on, doesn't there, behind the scenes. He was clearly pretty special at organising these events.
Sure, yeah. I mean, George was one of these characters that you get in a Barmy army. It's probably not what a lot of people sort of imagine when they think about who's going to, you know, the sort of person you get in a Barmy army. George, he was a retired fireman. I think he was 52. And he's been, I've seen him on tour for the last sort of 6 or 7 years. But I think he's been coming for longer than that. And he's always, it's an old cliche, but he really was larger than life. You know, he was a real character. You know, great fun to be around. You know, always sort of leading the singing and getting involved. And but also he's one of these people just sort of full of energy. He'd always, like I say, we'd go to sort of the subcontinent. He'd be organising stuff with local kids. You know, he's a big Sunderland fan as well. He used to always bring lots of Sunderland shirts or Barmy Army shirts and give them out to the kids, try and get the kids playing cricket. And yeah, and also helping organise parties where we would always be raising money for a local charity. I mean, yeah. That's one of the things Barmy Army does when we go to these countries. We raise money for charities, you know, like we always have a link with Chance to Shine at home, but also we try and do something linked into one of the local ones as well. So, and George was someone who was always involved with that.
Yeah, it's a side of the army. We hear you chanting, we hear you singing, we hear you blowing a trumpet. But you mentioned that sort of charitable side to it. It's something that we wouldn't necessarily all know about.
No, sure. I mean, because it is about having fun and coming away and supporting the team and trying to get them going. And, you know, it's Barmy Army. It's supposed to be a bit silly as well. It's not trying to take ourselves too seriously. But it's not, you know, there's a lot of people here who are very passionate about their cricket and spend a lot of their money and their time sort of saving up to make sure they can come and watch the cricket.
Yeah.
But also they want to do something, you know, not just, you know, leave a bit of sort of a legacy for... Because we all want cricket to be, you know, successful everywhere around the world. And you come to some of these countries where, you know, they are less fortunate than us. And it's a nice thing to, you know, it's nice to try and do something nice. And so that they look forward to having the English coming. They look forward to having the Barmy Army coming and try and get, a good reputation with the local people.
Yes. Well, I'm making my challenge, Billy, to try and lure some people over because... You know, okay, I know everything is tight, you've got to pay for it and so on, but hey, you can get in for nothing virtually.
Well, the flights are very reasonable for, you know, for somewhere this far. A lot of people got flights for sort of £300-400 or something. And,
right.
The only thing that's expensive here really seems to be alcohol. But
Well, I was going to mention that because I was just telling that story just then. That's a true story, isn't it? I think about it's the bar that you're staying in where they realised prices were negotiated down because of just sheer numbers.
It's a funny one, actually, because... I'm actually staying in the Crown Plaza in town. They've very kindly put me up there. But, yeah, like I say, a lot of guys are at Premier Inn. Now, it was one of George Summerside's old tricks, actually, that wherever he'd go, he'd negotiate with a bard and say, look, we'll all come here.
We guarantee we'll all come.
Well, funnily enough, when I think the Barmy Army were in Chittagong in Bangladesh, no-one said, everyone said, you're not going to be able to find a bar here. So George took it upon himself, found a local hotel. But I think on the first day he had... sort of set up a mini bar in the lobby, which involved people drinking vodka out of teapots. But by the second day, he'd taken the manager down to the supermarket, sorted it all out, and they had a proper bar up and running.
Very unusual.
But George would always negotiate with the bar wherever we went to get a cheaper price. So one of his good friends here said, right, I'm going to take on his mantle. And I think they went in and said, how much is a pint? He said, 36 dirham. I said, look, if you want a lot of custom, you know, make it. So I think they brought it down to something like 25. So it's about £4.50,
perfect.
Which is obviously a more expensive end. But it's,
London price, is it, I suppose? I don't drink
Slightly over.
Well, you can't complain.
Cheaper, actually cheaper than it was in Australia.